Jesus, receive our praise. Spirit, receive our praise as we lift our eyes to you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to move amongst us, to inhabit our praises. And Father, we pray your will to be done in this time. We love you and we celebrate you. And we ask these things in the strong and the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen.
The last time I was up here leading worship, the theme that was really impressed upon me was that in Luke 19, where Jesus says, you know, if we don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. And he is just so worthy, so holy, that he is always being praised. So may we join in on that praise this morning and see it as a privilege. And then as I prayed over this service, the word celebrate came to mind. We like to celebrate good things. And if our God is so amazing and good, then we should want to celebrate him. So I want to take just a minute here before we go into our songs of worship and just focus on his goodness. And if while you're reflecting on that, if you want to lift up a prayer or a praise declaring a specific element of his goodness, feel free to do that. Psalm 147, verses 1 through 7, says, praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. And he goes on to explain why it's good to praise the Lord. Because the Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He leads the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. These are the reasons, Lord, that we praise you this morning. Not because we have to, but because we get to.
And generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb, and all who've gone before us and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the all powers and possessions. salvation cries.
yourself upon our praises. So take a moment to just rest in his presence. Lord, open the eyes of our hearts that we may become more aware of your presence here in our midst. Us to have faith this morning that Jesus is here in the room with us. If you could see him with your eyes, what would you do? And though we may not see him with our physical eyes, may we worship him in that same way. Falling on our knees, bringing him all of our needs, laying down our crowns at his feet. Jesus is in this room, here right now, here right now, making this place I stay.
Singing along with the saints and the elders in glorious song and the praises they side. I see glory as I run inside your throne. The
Jesus, you alone are holy. You alone are worthy of all of our praises. Each day that we live, would you lead us into a deeper relationship with you and lead us into, more sacrificial praise, Lord, that just takes up more and more of our being, Lord. We offer ourselves over to you as living sacrifices. We ask that you would make yourself known in fresh ways today as we stand in your presence, as your Spirit ministers to us through your word. Lord, be enthroned here in this place and in our lives. Come have your way, Lord Jesus. I pray this in your name. Amen.
As we honor the presence of Jesus, we honor his word. And so as I would read God's word, invite you to remain standing if you are able, just as we honor Jesus in his word. But as we would look into his word, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 7 through 18 is where we will look this morning. And as we would read God's word, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church, and we bless them as they go to their time, knowing that Jesus goes with them in those moments as well, as he is here with us in this room. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse 7, Paul writes this: "Now, if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, came with glory, so that the Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of its glory, fading though it was, will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? If the ministry that condemns men is glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory. And if what was fading away came with glory, how much greater is the glory of that which lasts? Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. We are not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face to keep the Israelites from gazing at it while the radiance was fading away. But their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed, because only in Christ is it taken away. And even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect or contemplate or behold the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." May the Lord add his blessing this morning to his glorious word for us. Thank you for remaining standing.